Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. 1 out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 2 in the game. Oates hits a line drive towards the mound. Perry catches it and throws to first to double up Rettenmund. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Nettles moves to third. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Schappe pinch hits for Dave McNally. Tom Schappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schappe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Del Unser now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-3 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oates for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.